Austin Creed. Hey, guess what? It's working. So far, so good. Do they have it fixed this time? Well, so far it seems to be working. Greetings, everybody. My name is Louis Shoup, and I am running live test number 5 to make sure that the platform is working. If this continues to work, this may well become a daily episodic type thing. It's only 15 minutes today, and there will be no call-ins. There has been no advertisement. I was hesitant to advertise this particular episode because, well, it was a last-minute kind of thing, and I don't like egg on my face. It doesn't feel very good because the past couple of times I promised I had a big show, and I went to do it, and lo and behold, nothing happened. I felt like a stooge. So, I don't feel like a stooge right now. I feel like rambling on for a moment. So I will. I want to talk about today's dual blog talks or blog entries by two local bloggers who are rather friendly with each other sometimes, and sometimes they're not. Bernie O'Hare at LehighValleyRamblings.blogspot.com and Michael Mulavinsky at mulavinskyonallentown.blogspot.com. And they talk about Hassan Batts and his Promised Neighborhoods nonprofit, which I believe is a 501c3. And they were talking about how ineffective they are and how they should just reroute some of that money back to the police. And I stated on there that, yeah, we do need more police. We need police officers on the street, on the beat, and not monitoring their surveillance videos and monitoring license plate with all that invasive anti-constitutional surveillance tech, as well as downloading porn on the city network. I mentioned that specifically because it was a few years ago when somebody downloaded something they shouldn't have, and it turned out to be what was called an Emotet virus, which is a highly configurable malware, which is capable of stealing all kinds of information. It usually comes down from pornography websites. And it cost the city of Allentown at the time $6 million to do something that I could have done for less than half the price. I've been dealing with malicious software for well over 30 years now, long before it was cool. And I would have used the same tools Microsoft did for a fraction of the price, but they didn't want to hear it, and they went and they blew city taxpayer money on Microsoft coming through to do that at the time. But back to this story here, and this is a major tragedy in and of itself, in that a one-year-old boy died from a gunshot wound. They released his name earlier in the day. I'm not going to go out and name the family because, damn, it's bad enough their kid got shot. Leave him grieve in peace, will you? But, dang. Then everything turns on to Hassan Batts. Now, to be fair, Hassan Batts has been doing some good. It's just that most of the people on these troll farms, as I like to call them, don't quite understand what he's been doing. He's been working with the Allentown School District. He has things going on at that new school out by 12th and Gordon, I think it is. He's trying his best, but he's fighting an uphill battle. We all are fighting an uphill battle when it comes to reducing violence. And that uphill battle is because of the internet, and it's because of Hollywood. And in a free society, you can't regulate those two things. If you regulate them, you're not free anymore. It's bad enough we're not free because of all the mass surveillance that's throughout the city, throughout the state, throughout this country. It's all anti-constitutional, but nobody seems to want to talk about it except me and my candidacy for Congress, because I want to reverse the trend of infringements on all of the amendments, the second, the fourth, the first, all of them. And in a free society, we can't be coddling our kids anymore. There's this group out there, Moms for Liberty, for example. They want to take out all woke books and gay books and other perverted books, they say. We can't protect our children from that. We can't, not in a free society. Freedom is a scary subject, and everybody has to deal with it, including Moms for Liberty, okay? We can't hide that from our kids. We have to teach them the value of human life. We have to teach them the power of guns, that in real life, when you shoot somebody, they don't respawn. Respawn is a work of fiction. Respawn is a work of fiction in video games and in Doctor Who, when the doctor regenerates into a new persona. Once you're dead, you're dead. And children need to understand that. It's a harsh truth. But again, freedom is scary. We got to deal with it. And I wish some of the people who would quote on these blogs here would realize that. So anyhow, back to this. I got 7 minutes. I'm going to cut off early because, well, I got invited to a couple of functions, and I'm actually going to be streaming a brief meeting from Allentown City Hall tonight where some of the Democrats are being reinstalled, and then there'll be an event thereafter. So anyhow, if you listen to this, thank you very much. And keep an eye out soon. There will be a donation page in the next day or so opened up. You'll be able to go to shootforcongress.com, and you'll see a little link there that says, donate to my campaign. And I'm serious about that because I'm broke as fuck, all right? And some of my opponents already have $1 million, and all of my other opponents, the ones that work for the major parties, well, they got millions of dollars to spare. And I need all the money. I need all the help I can get if I'm to invoke real change upon this land. So I'm going to look forward here till tomorrow night. I'm going to probably come on around 7-ish and try and look for this. I want to do this every day now because campaign season is here, and I got to get my money's worth out of this. So tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, I'll see you then. Thank you very much.